Luke Combs, Sleepless in a Hotel Room. It's 103.7 WHHT. It's been a fun week around here. We have talked to so many FFA members because we are celebrating FFA week with some of our local chapters and including Barron County High School. And I have some students in this morning with FFA, Jay Houchins, Adeline Coleman, and Addie Allen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone good? Glad it's Friday? Yes.
Finally.
Yes, finally. You are exactly right, Jay. So let's talk a little bit about the office that each of you hold. And I want to know a little bit about the impact that FFA has had on you. Jay, do you want to start us off?
I've been a chaplain for 2 years at the Barron County High School FFA. And I do devotions every month at the meetings. And it just helps me get out there in front of a lot of people. I get to pray and do small devotions in front of everybody. And I think it just helps me as a better person. You know, bring that back to the church and just being able to be a better devotional leader and stuff like that.
I love that. Do you try to, is there certain books of the Bible that you lean toward or just whatever comes to you, whatever is led?
I kind of do. My pastor, Troy Stevens, he kind of helps me out a little bit sometimes, but it's just kind of what I feel is like, not, I don't want to say simple, but like just something easy to get that way. You know, somebody, it might be their first time ever knowing what the Bible is. And I just want that, a little bit of stress on that, but I like that feeling too, because I want to make a difference to somebody's life.
I love that. That's incredible. Adeline, tell us a little bit about you.
So I'm a junior at Barron County High School, and I'm currently the reporter for the Barron County FFA chapter. So I like do all the social media. And so everything you see online, that's all me. And I was really scared at first because I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a lot of work. But it's literally one of my favorite things, and I just don't want it to ever end. And FFA, it's helped me meet so many amazing people from around Kentucky. And like I met some people like FFA camp or state convention, and I still have these friendships today. And it's just blessed me with so many opportunities. So I'm so thankful for it.
So did you ever see yourself as a reporter?
I never really did. I remember last year, like I did some Canva designs just because I was part of a committee, and they're like, oh, you would be good at reporter. And I just never thought that I would get the chance to do it. And then when the officer things came out, I saw my name as reporter and I was like, oh, it's real. And so I've loved it ever since.
Well, it looks like you're knocking it out of the park. All right, Addie. So tell us a little bit about the impact FFA has had on you and about your office.
So this year I'm the treasurer for our chapter, and that just kind of requires me to like prepare like a monthly treasurer's report and just kind of keep up with our finances and stuff like that. And I would say like the biggest impact FFA has had on me is probably like my friendships and public speaking. Used to like stuff like this would like really terrify me, and I would stutter like every time I gave a presentation. But I think that it's really been great to like develop my skills and be able to talk to people. And I would say that like probably the biggest impact FFA has had on me is just being able to make so many friends. Like, I've gotten really close with a lot of people in the chapter and just a lot of people across the state. And I've met people from, like, just some of, like Hawaii, Alaska, just, like, random states, like, across the nation that I just don't think I would ever be able to, like, have ever met had it not been for FFA.
All right. Are you a numbers person? Is that why you're a treasurer?
Yeah, I've always really enjoyed math, so I think it's pretty good for me.
That's probably really important, right, to be a treasurer?
Yeah, so it's not terrible, but it's pretty fun.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll talk about their future, and they have Olympics happening tonight, so we'll talk about that too. Here's Carrie Underwood. Music from Chris Young. Country's Hottest Hits, 103.7 WHHT. We're celebrating FFA week around here, and Jay, Adeline, and Addie are in studio from Barron County FFA. Let's talk a little bit about your future. So, Jay, you are a senior, what do your plans look like?
I've already finished my two-year degree at Sky, so I plan on going to Western and majoring in accounting.
Oh, accounting. So you're kind of a numbers guy over here. Okay, so what kind of made you decide to go in that direction?
Brent Billingsley kind of just talked me into it. I never knew what I was going to do. Still ain't got a dead set, but he's kind of talked me into it.
Somebody's like coming into your space over here. Who is this guy?
Uncle Chris.
Uncle Chris.
It's Uncle Chris.
I asked him, I said, so who are your parents? And he said, don't hold it against me. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he said, my uncle. And he's like, who's your uncle? Chris. I said, oh my gosh. It was like a light bulb moment.
It's the extension of the classic Barron County question. Now, who's your daddy? Yes. It's now who's your uncle?
That's exactly right. Well, I love those plans. That sounds pretty incredible. And I won't hold it against you that he's your uncle.
Good.
Okay. So Adeline, what does your future look like?
I always knew I wanted to be a teacher, but this past year, just like being more connected with FFA and just having such a good relationship with our ag teachers, I kind of thought, like, maybe I want to be an ag teacher one day. And our sentinel, Brooklyn Russell, she was in here actually doing an interview before. Me and her kind of always just joked around, we're going to be the future of the ag department. And then one time I thought about it, and I was like, I would love to do that. So that's what the plan is right now.
I love it. I love it. And Addie, what are your plans for college?
Well, I'm planning to go to WKU to major in architectural design and just kind of start up with that. Eventually, I'd kind of like to own my own business and maybe just kind of be drawing and stuff like that. So,
all right. So do you draw a lot? Is that kind of been your thing since you were little, or did you start this, or how'd you get into that?
Well, I've always been pretty like artistic growing up. And then kind of in sixth grade, I started thinking about like what I might want to do. And my dad had suggested that because that's what he was originally planning to go into. So I kind of was thinking about that. And as I went into middle school, I kind of started with engineering classes. And for the past couple of years at the high school, I've been taking some CAD classes and architectural design and stuff like that. And right now I've been working at Glasgow Water Company. So I just kind of get to work on the CAD programs a little bit there. So it's really fun.
Okay. Lots of great futures right here in this WHHT studio. I am so proud of you. And let's talk just a few moments. We're going to touch on the big Olympics that are happening tonight. So what are you looking forward to the most?
I think we're definitely looking forward to just kind of getting to wrap up FFA week and just see like all that our members have been doing this week and just get to hang out with everybody and kind of have a little activity, because we're going to be having like the Olympics and an ice cream social. So I think it'll be a great way to like round off the week.
Adeline, you got anything to add to that?
I'm just excited to see how competitive it gets, because in past years it's gotten pretty heated. So I'm ready to see what this year is going to be like.
Are you pretty competitive, Jay?
I'm competitive, but I'm ready for the ice cream.
You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth, because I was getting ready to say, I bet you're there for the ice cream.
I am.
So what flavor?
I don't know. I think there's going to be chocolate there.
I love chocolate and strawberry together. Have you all ever tried that? Try it. Let me know what you think. It's just something about those two together. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for being here this morning, and cannot wait to see what your future holds. You guys are just incredible. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have eight in a row to kick off next on WHHT.
Your tax refund, maximize